Farmers could bring in record incomes this year. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, when farmers nationwide close the books on 2010, many of them will see a big improvement in receipts and possibly record incomes. USDA has just released its new income forecast. Gary Crawford has more.
Agriculture Department analysts are acknowledging they were a little bit off in their forecasts they made back in February for this calendar year's farm income, happily acknowledging it since income will turn out to be a lot higher than they were predicting, and $7 billion higher than even their forecast made as recently as August. The new forecast, $92.5 billion.
Almost a third higher than what the net cash income level was in 2009.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber says $92.5 billion also would be a new record high.
The previous record being back in 2008 at $90.4 billion, so almost $2 billion higher.
One really surprising aspect, crop receipts. Now, back in February, USDA was forecasting crop producers might end up getting lower cash receipts this year.
But in fact, now it looks like they'll be almost $10 billion higher.
The main reason for this much rosier income picture?
Higher grain prices, grain, oilseeds, and cotton prices.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, Tennessee farmers, especially those that raise cotton, should see their income improve from recent years. Cotton production is forecast at 730,000 bales. That's up 48% from last year. Cotton yields here in Tennessee are expected to average around 905 pounds to the acre. That's up 62 pounds from last year. Producers are expecting to harvest 387,000 acres. That's an increase of over 107,000 acres from 2009. Now, other crops, corn and soybeans, didn't fare as well. They were hurt substantially by drought and excessive heat during the growing season. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.